Lesson 43. Paul testified of Jesus Christ. Purpose: to help each child want to be valiant in testifying of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 4, chapter 14, and chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Prepare a copy of the puzzle located at the end of the lesson. It is a jigsaw puzzle with words written on each piece. The words are courageous, faithful, trustworthy, prayerful, virtuous, repentant, honest, obedient. Write the word valiant in large letters across the back before cutting the pieces apart. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A piece of paper and a pencil for each child. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Distribute the puzzle pieces among the children. Discuss the meaning of each word on the puzzle pieces and have them fit the pieces together. Have the children turn the pieces over and fit the puzzle back together to find another word. Write valiant on the chalkboard. What does valiant mean? Explain that the words on the puzzle pieces help describe what it means to be valiant. What words on the puzzle do you remember? Write the words or display the puzzle pieces under the word valiant. Scripture accounts. Review briefly Paul's conversion to the gospel and tell the children that Saul's name was changed to Paul. Paul stopped persecuting the followers of Jesus and became a valiant apostle and missionary for Jesus Christ. Teach the children the account of Paul and Barnabas' missionary experiences found in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 4, chapter 14, and the account of Paul and Silas' experience in prison found in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Ask the children to listen for ways Paul, Barnabas, and Silas valiantly testified of Jesus Christ and his gospel. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did the Lord call Paul and Barnabas to do? Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 4. After Paul and Barnabas healed the crippled man at Lystra, whom did the people think they were? Acts chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. Explain that Jupiter and Mercurius were false gods the people worshipped. They did not know about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. What did Paul and Barnabas try to teach the people about Jesus Christ? Acts chapter 14, verses 14 through 17. How was Paul treated by the Jews of Antioch and Iconium? Acts chapter 14, verse 19. Why do you think he continued preaching the gospel after being so badly treated? Why were certain men in Macedonia upset when Paul and Silas healed a woman by casting an evil spirit out of her? Refer to Acts chapter 16, verse 19. What did these men do to Paul and Silas? Acts chapter 16, verses 20 to 23. What did Paul and Silas do while they were in jail? Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Why do you think they prayed and sang praises to God? What effect do you think their actions had on the other prisoners? Why do you think Paul and Silas stayed in prison when the earthquake opened the prison doors? Acts chapter 16, verses 27 through 31. What kind of opportunities do we have to testify of and teach others about Jesus Christ? Have the children read the following. Scriptures, Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts chapter 16, verse 18. How did these scriptures show that Paul was valiant in his testimony of Jesus Christ wherever he went? How can we let other people know that we have strong testimonies of Jesus Christ? What are some of the challenges we may face as we try to be valiant in testifying of Jesus? challenge the children to think of specific things they can do this week to show others that they have strong testimonies of Jesus Christ. Have them write down at least one idea and place the paper where they can see it often. You may also have them write the words from the puzzle on their paper. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Prepare the following word strips or write them on the chalkboard. Boldly bore testimony of Jesus Christ. Taught about the living God. Prayed and sang praises unto God. Stayed in prison and saved the keeper. Taught the keeper to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Write the following scripture references on separate slips of paper. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Acts chapter 14, verse 15. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Acts chapter 16, verse 28. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Display the word strips and distribute the scripture references among the children. Have the children read the scriptures one at a time and decide which word strip each goes with. Explain that Paul was a valiant witness of Jesus Christ wherever he was and whatever he was doing. 2. Read the words on the puzzle pieces once more and have the children discuss how they could valiantly testify of Jesus Christ in these areas. You may want to have situations similar to the following written on pieces of paper. Then have each child select one and tell how he or she would choose to meet that challenge. A friend teases you because you won't go swimming on the Sabbath. You are invited to a movie that does not meet church standards. Some of your friends begin to tell vulgar jokes and stories. At a store, a friend takes a ring and puts it in his or her pocket and encourages you to do the same. One of your classmates makes false statements about church doctrines. You are tempted to look on someone else's paper during a test. 3. Have the children dramatize the story of Paul and Silas in prison. Then have them pretend to interview Paul, Silas, and the men in the prison, the jailer and his family. Ask Paul and Silas why they were put into prison and what happened to them there. Ask the other men in prison how they felt when Paul and Silas prayed and sang and the earthquake opened the prison doors. Ask the jailer how he felt when he found the prison doors open and why he and his family were baptized. 4. Sing or read the words to I Will Be Valiant, Children's Songbook, page 162. Refer also to Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook, page 158, or Stand for the Right, Children's Songbook, page 159. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear your own testimony of Jesus Christ. If appropriate, share a time when Heavenly Father blessed you when you valiantly testified of Jesus Christ. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 43, Paul testified of Jesus Christ.